David, you've got a big smile on your face. It's been a wonderful day.
Fantastic. Certainly after, you know, falling short last season, you know, we really wanted to put that right, and that's been the message all season, really. So, you know, we've had to do it the hard way. I think the FA Cup run kind of sort of affected our league position a little bit, but we've done it the hard way, and it's a fantastic way to get promoted.
You've been alongside Neil Harris through this process of recovery from what happened 12 months ago, because some people kind of wrote me all off and said that was your chance, you know, Mark Beavers has left, Steve Morrison a year older, this is not going to be the same Millwall, and yet here we are.
Yeah, credit to Neil, but you know, credit to people behind the scenes as well, certainly in the recruitment department. You know, we did lose some key players, you know, you spoke about Mark Beavers, but we felt that we recruited well to replace him. Early season, maybe Sean Hutchison, who played today at centre-half, you know, he was in and out of the team early season through injury, so that was a little bit unfortunate from our part. But yeah, it's been a real team effort, but it's been led by Neil, and you know, he was already a legend at a football club. I don't know what sort of status that puts him at now, you know. But
given what's happened again, because we've been talking about the recent history, something you know terribly well. I mean, crashing out of the Championship. This is recent history. It's not as though Neil Harris has had, and you have had, like 6 years to go away and rebuild the team. We're talking about a relatively short period of time from being in kind of freefall to where we are today, back in the Championship with the club kind of thriving as well.
Yeah, I think I think key to that was, you know, was getting the identity of the football club back and trying to get that connection between players and supporters again. I think we've achieved that. We should achieve that last season, but I think we've took that even a step further this year. So I think that was key to it. And like I say, Neil's legacy is already, you know, very, very good, and it's just going to get better and better. And if there's one person that knows how to play or how to connect the team with supporters, it's Neil, and he's drove it. He's got unbelievable high standards, you know, and he pulls everyone along with him, so he deserves all the credit he gets, because you know, he's someone that really understands Millwall Football Club.
How were the nerves? Because I was sitting just a few rows back from you, and I got a real sense of the tenseness of the occasion. What was your reading of it?
It's weird. Last season, you know, it was a new experience for us last season, for Neil and myself and the players, some of the players. So, you know, last season it was hard to explain. It didn't really feel focused, didn't really feel involved in the game. This year it felt different. Obviously, once we scored, you know, that's when you start to get nervous, really, if I'm honest with you.
That's when the nerves really kicked in,
yeah.
I felt.
That's you're right, yeah. And when they put up 5 minutes and, you know, I'm pacing around, it was pacing around, everyone's, you know, nervous for them 5 minutes. But, you know, we managed to see the game through. The lads done a great job of seeing the game out.
And of course, ridiculously, and I know this is almost an absurd thing to say, you know, the Championship will come very quickly, and all the other Championship teams had a couple of weeks, because they all got wrapped up, yeah, apart from the teams in the playoffs a couple of weeks ago, and the work will start again in earnest, because everyone knows about the Championship, you know about the Championship, you played in it. It's a horrible league. There are some very tricky teams in this. There are some big teams coming up with you as well. Another massive challenge for you and Neil, I would have thought.
Yeah, one that we'll embrace, one that we're looking really forward to. Like you say, there's some massive, massive clubs. But there's a lot of clubs I don't think I like coming to the Den next season. You know, when the Den's rocking and it's full, and, you know, we've seen that this season in the FA Cup. You know, three Premier League teams have come to the Den and come unstuck. So, yeah, you know, it changes the goalposts a little bit recruitment-wise.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, you know, I'm sure. The difference in sort of what money you get from League One to Championship alone. Hopefully that means there's a bigger budget, and I'm sure plenty of agents will be on the phone now as of tomorrow. Maybe targets that maybe we didn't think we had a realistic chance of getting that all of a sudden are realistic. So yeah, it's important that we get that right over the summer and come back on the 26th of June and plan for our next sort of journey. You know,
you've got that. You've got that date already stamped in your head. 26th of June, it all starts again.
Yeah, that's when we'll be in. That's, you know, regardless what league we're in. It's better than last season. Last season we only had 4 weeks off. This season the lads get a little bit longer, so you know that's important. That's going to be important for them. You know, they need to go and enjoy themselves for 2-3 weeks, and then get back to their off-season program and make sure they come back ready for a tough pre-season.
Do you and Neil actually get any time off? Because you've talked about contracts and budget and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that starts now, I assume. Yeah. Your phone is probably melted.
Yeah. Well, we will do this. You know, I'm sure the rest of next week there'll be some meetings. You know, there'll be a board meeting. You know, to discuss certain things, and you know, a staff meeting and anything, everyone would be off on their holidays. Neil and his family and my family were off to Dubai, so we're going to spend a bit of time in Dubai. And then when we come back, I'm sure he'll be back to work and planning for, like you say, a tough league. Probably the hardest league to get out of in football.
What a great thing to think about, getting out of the Championship. Because, I mean, it's, again, we're talking about relatively recent memory. And in the Kenny Jackett days, you know, they were challenging Millwall in the upper echelons of that division.
Yeah, I think, small steps. Yeah. You know, I think Burton and Barnsley have shown that you can come up from League One and be competitive. You know, that's what we have to make sure, that we're first and foremost, we're competitive and see where it takes us. I think probably now, sort of off the top of my head, it would be, can we stay in the Championship? That's going to be important. That'll be our first target. After that, where can we finish? And try and build like we have done over the last two seasons. Try and build and make the club better. And who knows, hopefully try and get in the Premier League. Why not?